ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's highest chiefly political body, the Great Council of Chiefs, will reconvene today for the first time in 16 years. Commonly known as the GCC, disbanded in 2007 following a military coup by former Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama. Mr. Bainimarama accused the GCC of interfering in politics and inciting racial tensions. And by getting rid of it, he effectively removed the political influence of traditional chiefs. ABC's reporter in Fiji, Lide Mavono, joins us now on the line from the chiefly island of Mbao, where the GCC will meet later today. Yandra Lide.
Yandra Vinaka Priyanka, it's beautiful here on the island of Mbao, once considered the home or the power of Fiji's chiefs not too long ago, Priyanka. And right now we are seeing close to 5,000 people assemble here for what is not just the first time in 16 years, but the first time in even 100, the chief of the island says.
Oh, wow. Gosh. So can you tell us about the significance of the meeting today? Why there are these thousands of people meeting in Mbao?
Priyanka, the Great Council of Chiefs, initially, when it was set up by colonial administration, years ago, used to be the main body that gave advice on anything that affected the indigenous population of Fiji. Height, the GCC chose members of Fiji's parliament. Now they are more or less an advisory body, but of course has not been in existence for the last 16 years. So for the GCC to sit again is something that the indigenous people of Fiji are very happy about. However, on the backdrop of that is this island, Mbao. The island is home to the head of one of Fiji's three confederacies, arguably the most powerful of the three. So it has a double significance to that, Priyanka.
Yes, you mentioned there that a lot of indigenous people in Fiji, are looking at this day with great interest. But what does it mean for other groups in Fiji? What do they see the reconvening of the GCC as?
Priyanka, that is probably the most important question of the next few days, is what will the resurgence of indigenous power mean for the other races who live in this country? And as you know, Fiji is extremely multi-ethnic, home to about 40% of the descendants of indentured laborers. It is home also to a large Chinese population as well as European population. And we, of course, have a melting pot of the other Pacific islands that live here. So people are anxiously awaiting as to what the new role of the GCC will be. There is currently a review of that role, but just last night, the chief of this island, Mbao, called on the members of the GCC who will meet over the next 2 days to ensure that the decisions they make also protect the rights and the comforts of the other races who live here, Priyanka.
Interesting. If you are just joining us on Pacific Beat, we're speaking to Lide Mavono in Mbao, where there is this meeting of GCC, the Great Council of Chiefs, first time in 16 years, and quite a significant meeting here because of the role the GCC plays. Now, Lide, you are in Mbao, and we're hearing the line sort of drop in and out, so if you can speak as closely to your phone as you can, but I know you are on the island itself, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle there. Because can you tell us, what do we expect to happen today? What will this reconvening actually look like today?
So, Priyanka, there are 14 provinces in Fiji, and these provinces effectively are 14 different kingdoms, if you will. On top of that, there is also the island of Rotuma, a Polynesian island to the north, which is annexed to Fiji. And so they also enjoy the same privileges as the indigenous people of Fiji. And so what will happen here is each of the provinces will send three chiefs from their provinces to meet with all the others from around the country to basically advise government on indigenous affairs. So it's everything from indigenous policy to education to economic development. Even in the past, they also used to elect members of the upper house of our parliament. That doesn't exist now, of course, but we're seeing a lot of cultural festivity. And so for me, it's seeing rituals and ceremony that has never been done before, because we've not really had a Fiji as united United, as we will see over the next few days. So they will be talking about government policy. They will be talking about the direction of government and how it affects the indigenous people of Fiji. But as I mentioned earlier, the chief of Mbau, who in the past was considered the king of Fiji, given their role in the cession of Fiji to the United Kingdom, has asked or has called on his fellow chiefs to think about the other races in this country as they're deciding policy over the next 2 days, Priyanka.
Very interesting today to hear that, because it's, I guess, quite a change from what the GCC functioned as before, to now invite other races, minority communities into its thinking and its consideration. What might that mean for today's activities? Do we know if minority communities have been invited to Mbau? Will they be part of the rituals or festivities at all?
Oh, that's a very important question, Priyanka, and I think one that the eyes of the country and most definitely the world in terms of our development partners will be looking at is how inclusive is this extremely chiefly island going to be. But as I did a walk around 7:30 this morning, I already saw that sitting right at the front in the VIP tent is one of our Deputy Prime Ministers, Dr. Biman Prasad, who is, of course, a descendant of indentured Indian laborers. And so it's very inclusive. There are about 500 VIP guests and 5,000 people expected on this island that normally only hosts between 500 to 800 people. And already there's quite a multitude of people here. But as you rightly asked, what people will be looking at is the outcomes of this meeting tomorrow. Will it be a GCC that the Indian population can feel comfortable around? Because in the past, the GCC was considered racist by the other ethnic groups that live here. But for now, Priyanka, everyone seems excited and everyone seems supportive of a GCC that is evolving into the modern era.
Interesting. And Lide, I've got to ask, is one of the 5,000 guests, do you know if it will be the exiled chief Ratu Tivitamara? Do you think he will make an appearance at the meeting?
Priyanka, he's most definitely making an appearance. In fact, he arrived here yesterday with the other delegates from all of the 14 provinces, and says he's already made his traditional entry onto the island yesterday. But unlike the other delegates, he is traveling in daily from the mainland. So he's most definitely here, now no longer in exile, and now no longer with a threat of prosecution hanging over him, Priyanka.
Yes, because he was put into exile after following the coup of Mr. Frank Bainimarama. Is that right, Lide?
That's right. He was a very close ally of Mr. Bainimarama when Mr. Bainimarama conducted his military takeover. And, you know, they had a difference of opinion, a falling out of sorts. And he was picked up by a Tongan naval boat in one of our southern islands and has been living in Tonga in exile since 2011. He's most definitely here, Priyanka, because what we understand is that he is about to be installed to take over the position that his late father had before him, and that is to be the chief of Lau, which also makes him a power player in traditional Fijian politics.
Oh, very interesting. Now, as you said, people will be closely watching the outcomes of this GCC meeting. What do we know that what the GCC want to achieve with this meeting? Is it more political power, Lide?
Priyanka, at this time, it is pretty much anyone's guess, but we understand that there's a lot of controversial topics, especially given that they have not had a voice in the last 16 years. But as it is, the government have been very clear to press and to the members of the media covering these meetings that they would rather we did not speak directly to the chiefs. But of course, all of the media here are insistent on finding out from each of the chiefs in the 15 different provinces that they represent as to what their challenges are. So for some of them, the issues they want to discuss here will be transportation and given our geographical expanse. And then for some of them, it is very political. It's about political power. It's about a better budgetary allocation, and it's about rural development. But Priyanka, this is most definitely an important political time for Fiji to have Indigenous affairs right at the forefront once more.